Sunshine and 71.
It is 8:45 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are continuing our spotlight on Wellington. We've had two nice days here. Nothing but blue skies.
Beautiful.
Unless they just paint that above the buildings here. That it look, you know, with all the small town charm and the American flags and the potted plants with the beautiful big bouquets of the patients with the big flowers. And one of them is our microphones hidden in there. That's what we have out on the street.
Right. So far, so good. Although
The watering will work its way back up on our street here eventually. So we got to make sure we move the microphone before they start putting it in.
But and one other sidebar. A train did go by.
Really?
during our previous guest.
There's at least one little.
I did not want to interrupt them.
Okay.
So we have seen a train today. Man, we saw a lot yesterday, but only one so far today.
But if you come down to Wellington, especially for the Lorain County Fair, you know, they've got the underpass, which makes it a little easier to get through the community. But the fairgrounds are going to be getting ready to go as the Lorain County Fair comes up August 20th through the 26th. This portion is brought to you by the 173rd Lorain County Fair. Great food and fun and entertainment for the entire family. The Lorain County Fair, August 20th through the 26th. Someone who knows a lot about the fair, Patrick Twining, joins us. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Now, I asked if you were a board member. You said yes. So I looked at the list of board of directors, and Craig and I have been down to the fair many times. You look like one of the youngest board members on there. What drives you to be kind of that part of the fair or to help make this tradition continue?
Well, to answer that question, I'm pretty sure I am the youngest. Joe Books is probably the next closest. I've grown up at the fair all my life. I live just 2 miles south of here. So, you know, the fair has always been an integral part of the summer for us. And a couple years back, I was given the opportunity to join the board, and I jumped at the opportunity. If you look at the list there, you'll also see my Uncle Brian. So it's kind of been a family tradition, and preceding him was my grandfather. So, if you will, I'm the third generation on the board.
What's your involvement through your years in the fair? Were you in 4-H or FSA?
Yes.
Or other?
Well, both Lorain County, I did 4-H, and then I did FFA in Medina County through Black River. Uh-huh. So, yep, 4-H here in Wellington.
Any kind of king or queen for things, anything like that?
No, none of that. Just show up and show at the fair and go home.
Uh-huh. But it's something that you obviously love to do, and it's a special time for a lot of people to come through, entering projects, or if they just come to enjoy the rides, the animals, the shows. Let's talk about some of the shows this year.
We've got another great lineup this year with Neil McCoy and with Grand Funk Railroad Monday and Tuesday night. And then, obviously, as we do in the past, we've got the local truck pull on Wednesday night, the horse pull Thursday night. The NTPA tractor pull Friday night, combine and truck derby on Saturday, and then wrapping it up with the big demo derby Sunday night. So another good
Have you ever participated in that demo derby?
I have not. I've always wanted to compete in the combine derby, but I never have.
Right. But you got to come up with that combine that nobody wants.
That's right.
That's kind of a unique event. I don't know. That started maybe a decade ago, it seems.
I'm trying to remember what year it was now, but we just surpassed 25.
Okay. For the combine?
For the combine.
Oh, okay.
Derby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, those years fly by because we always have a booth out at the Lorain County Fair getting to see people and enjoy. What's your favorite thing to do out at the fair when you're doing?
I'd say it's probably either the combine derby or the big tractor pull. And then one of my favorite things about the fair is getting to see the people that you haven't seen all year. You know, even with the advent of social media, you still, it's that family connection and that traditional connection that every year at the fair you see the people that you only see once a year, and it's just a great bonding time.
Well, they do call that sort of the Lorain County's family reunion for
That's
a reason,
right.
As you even say there, right?
What's your personal background in terms of agriculture, farming, dairy? I see you've got a Buckeye Dairy Club T-shirt on today. Is that part of your heritage?
That is. We used to have a dairy farm here in Wellington. We sold out about a year ago. I still own some show cattle on my own, and then we still run about 500 acres of crop ground. So dairy has kind of been my life along with the crops.
What kind of crops?
Mainly soybeans and corn. We grow a little bit of hay and a little bit of wheat also.
Okay. I assume you harvest them?
Yes.
Once you harvest them, What do you do with it?
We broker them, and they get sold typically out in Clarksville at the Sunrise Mill. So. Okay.
Talking this morning with Patrick Twining with the Lorain County Fair. Usually something maybe new, or you're working on getting the buildings in shape, pastimes, getting them painted, ready to go. What other, anything new this year, or things you might want to?
Yeah, make? So new this year, we're having a kids' day on Wednesday. So all day long Wednesday, we'll have events geared towards our younger fair goers. As far as free stage entertainment, there's a Kids Bucks game show that's coming in that's kind of like Price is Right, geared for kids. That'll be new and exciting this year. And then, as always, our concession staff does a great job of getting new food vendors in. One of our kind of main ones, the Fev is coming in this year. I believe they're going to have a tot stand. Hofbrauhaus from Cleveland is coming in. And then Fountain Blue is coming in, and they're running the Old Grange Cafeteria with home-cooked meals 3 square a day.
So that was the one that Sturks?
Sturks and then had. Wright's.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Wright's.
So and now it'll be Fountain Blue.
Okay.
From Avon Lake.
This is
yes. Right,
right
yeah.
Next to where our booth is. This is the main concern, Craig, because that's the 32nd if we have a short period of time where I need to go.
Right. Quick dash.
Right. Either I got a pie or I get some chocolate. It's a good place to get chocolate milk. Hopefully they'll still have it. I can't say what they're going to have, but it's one of those mainstays that you need to have sort of an alternative way. It's under the building so people can come in out of the sun.
Absolutely.
Sit for a while, sure.
Have a chance to do that as well. It's always interesting to see some of the different entertainment. What goes into kind of selecting that? What's that throw down, big down meeting where everybody's coming in and going, I want that guy. We should get these people. These are good. I saw this at another fair. This is something that looks interesting. That kind of comes together.
Well, it's a committee decision that works with our agent, if you will. It kind of used to be a whole get together and throw down names and figure out who we're going to have. And over the years, it's kind of evolved to, hey, it's September, it's October, right after the previous fair. Give me a list of people that you've seen this summer, that you've heard on the radio, that you might want to come in next year. And then they kind of dwindle that list down and see what fits our budget and who's going to be nearby with the routing. And,
a lot of logistics that go into
a lot
those
of logistics,
of like that.
A lot of logistics into that.
And it's
yeah.
good. But it's yep. interesting, too. And, of course, is the largest fair in Ohio or second?
Second or third, depending on the year. Canfield Fair, I believe that's Mahoning County. They're always number one. And then we bounce back and forth with Wayne County. So,
well, let's forget that. Let's just call it the best.
Well, it is by
the
far
best,
the
right?
best. We might not be the biggest, but
it's
we
the
are
closest.
Definitely the best.
How does that?
I'm going with the best.
We are best down the road from here as well, and it's coming through here. Now, you see the influx of all the people that come in to the town at that particular point. What do your other friends have to do? You have time to enjoy the fair, or as a board member, you kind of
I do. A lot of my responsibilities fall during the first half of the week. So usually by Wednesday night or Thursday, I've freed up a little, if you will. It does give me some time to, especially Friday night and Saturday night with the tractor pull and the combine derby, to kind of just sit in the grandstand with friends and enjoy the show and walk around the fair during the week and, see
what's out
there.
But I suppose all board members are on call or on duty. If something arises, they need somebody to help here or something else is coming up, you need
to. We've got our radios on all the time at beck and call. So,
are you riding one of those golf carts?
Do you
get to do that?
I do. I do that during the day. Once it gets busy, you kind of just ditch that at the office and start walking.
You can move faster if you walk.
That's correct.
As well.
Do you have an interest in or an opportunity to take in other county fairs and maybe look for ideas?
I do. I try to hit, I can't give you an exact number on that, but I do try to hit area fairs and see what they're doing, new ideas that we could get. I'll call it a long-term goal, but I'd like to hit all 94 county and independent fairs at some point in time. So I've got probably 30 or 35 of them down.
Okay. How about that?
you would smell like fried food for the next following year, because every place you go through the fair, even after you, I've had one of those, want to try that. But it's the food that really brings people. I mean, that's sort of a part of it, and you're required to come up with, you want to have the staples, but then you want to have something new. So there's always other thing that people can talk about.
Yep.
As well. Do you have a favorite fried or on a stick food that you like?
You know, I can't say that I do. I kind of float around and see what's good for the day. Probably the pizza subs are one of my go-tos. The pizza subs are big dogs. But, you know, when you're there all 7 days, sure. 10 days if you go preceding the fair, by Thursday or Friday, you're pretty well tired of fair
right,
food.
You know, it's the peanut butter and jelly sometimes. It seems like a delicacy because you can't find that anywhere. But anything that they put in when they take the Twinkies, the Oreos, or any of those items, and really what you hope for, too, is great weather for that.
Absolutely. We always hope for great weather. And you're going to have the hot days and the rainy days. You know, we can't control right. that, but we always hope for good weather.
Well, a lot of times any of those weather incidents sometimes become a memorable moment of the fair, whether it's, you think, I was there the day that this happened. I remember.
Look back to Foreigner. Yeah. The Foreigner concert,
A couple songs and then.
And then they were rained out. You know, that's one that I think probably will always stick with people. Yeah. So, and, hopefully we don't have any real memorable events like tornadoes or anything like
sure.
that during fair.
I will say there is a moment like in the middle of the week, somebody will look at the sky and they'll go, looks like a dark cloud over there. And then everybody has to start wishing that it goes further south or further north. It doesn't come through there. But now with smartphones and everything, you can kind of get an idea of what might be happening. But again, the weather's not in your control, just all the events and fun. If people want to get the tickets or to find out more, where's a good place to get the details?
You can either stop by the fair office. I'm trying to think. I think hours are still 9 to 3 right now. In August, I think they expand 8 to 5 or 9 to 5. And then obviously you can always go to the website, LorraineCountyFair.com. Or find us on Facebook, at Lorain County Fair on Facebook.
And so. You've got Neil McCoy and Grand Funk Railroad. What do you know about Grand Funk Railroad? I'm just asking this young guy.
I had to look him up. Okay. I've heard a couple of their songs, but other than that, of course, I'm a country guy.
Right.
So, Neil McCoy, I've seen him, I think, at least once when he was here before, but the country is more of my forte.
Always a good entertainment, but you try to appeal to a lot of different folks and with different types of groups, brings a lot of different people. And again, it's a big family reunion, the 173rd Lorain County Fair, coming up August 20th through the 26th, the Lorain County Fair. Again, Patrick Twining, our guest this morning. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me in.
Craig, can you put up the outside mic? Is it?
Got it up.
There's birds now. Do you hear the birds? There's a lot. There's
yeah,
birds.
Now I hope those birds are not exactly sitting on our microphone.
Well, you didn't check to see if there was a nest in that big pile of flowers out there as we continue our wrapping up almost our spotlight in just a moment here on WEOL.